Blog Talk Radio.
The other day I got an email, almost didn't read it, but something caught my eye right before I could delete it. It was bold and underlined, please read, was the title, followed by Jake, you are my idol. It said, and I quote, my name is Nikki and I used to be a dancer, until the doctor diagnosed me with cancer. So I said goodbye to all the hair on my head, and hello to my hospital bed. Yeah, see I was just a normal girl, it happened so fast. There were so many days that I thought would be my last. However, the fight was tough and the battle was long, but I felt strong when I listened to your songs. You were always there for me, you had my heartbeat. You were my only friend, kept you on repeat. I thank God for you every single night, cause believe it or not, you saved my life. Yeah.
I've met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I've touched a million lives.
Met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I. The mailman knocked, said it was for me. Handed me a box, sent from Tennessee. Written on the top, but Jake's eyes only. Inside was a journal and a letter that he wrote me. It said, my name is Dylan, I'm in 7th grade. I'm ridiculed and picked on almost every day. Yeah, they pushed me in the halls, in between my classes. Yesterday they took my books and broke my glasses. I got no one to talk to, it's like I don't exist. Sometimes I wonder if I was gone, would I be missed? But let me tell you the real reason for this letter. You helped me through it all, you helped me feel better. Your words give me confidence, your messages inspire me. You helped me find my inner strength deep inside of me. Through all the bad times, you helped me find the light. Believe it or not, you saved my life.
I've met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I've touched a million lives.
Met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I was sitting at my table at dinner the other night when I noticed a little girl sitting to my right. She was looking at me like she knew me. I guess she did, cause then she walked right up to me and then she said, my name is Sammy and I swear that I'm your biggest fan. I think she even had my name written on her hand. She said, me and my brother used to listen to you every day until last year when he passed away. I'll never forget seeing my parents cry when they got the call saying that your son had died. Man, I wish that he was here now. You were his favorite. He had your mixtape and he never stopped playing it. Your music gives me a feeling that I just can't describe. It's like I got my brother back and he's still alive. I pray for both of you every single night, cause believe it or not, you saved my life.
I've met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I've touched a million lives.
Met a million people, been a million places, shook a million hands, seen a million faces, had a million lows and a million more highs.
No, I haven't made a million, but I. Now let me turn the table and talk to you. I had a dream, but you're the reason that it's coming true. Yeah, I've had some dark days when the sun don't shine, but you always reminded me that I would be fine. Cause when no one else cared, you believed in my vision. Now I got an army coming with me on my mission. I thank God for all of you every single night, cause believe it or not, you saved my life.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Weekdays with Murph, and today we're celebrating our 2-year anniversary, and I know that we're so excited. Cody, are you there? You're there, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so we have a lot of callers, and right now, oh my lord, there's two more. Okay, we have Amanda Williams on the line right now, so Amanda and I, we've been talking off air, so we'll just go real quick in the order these are coming in. There's about 7 callers on, so... Thanks for calling us, Amanda. Hey, girl.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, birthday, whichever one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes,
they
are.
Keep coming. People want to talk to us. I'm so... Okay, well, we talked to you off air, and I hate to, like, hang up, but we talked to you already, and thank you so much for calling us. But, like, there's 9 callers, and I have got to answer some of these calls because they keep popping up. So we love you, and thank you for calling us.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. You guys have a great one, and enjoy your show.
All right, thanks.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was the 615. All right, I'm taking them in order they came in, y'all, so don't hang up. 206, you're on.
Happy anniversary.
Hello?
Chrissy,
happy,
what's up, girl?
Hey.
Nothing. How are you guys? I'm so proud of you.
Em's a little frazzled over
really
here, but
awesome.
I'm doing okay.
So excited.
Why?
It has me running the studio. So, I guess because it seems like a good idea for me to be doing this call. But thank you. We're so excited. We have been, like, looking forward to this for so long. Like, it's okay, Cody was here way before me, so I guess I could let him say what he wants to do his speech deal because I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and you know this, Chrissy, as a host, you know this. 2 years on the radio is, in this day and time, it's kind of incredible, isn't it?
It is. I'm telling you.
And we've had a heck of a time doing it.
Yes, we have.
It goes by so quick, though, doesn't it? Like, all of a sudden, it's 2 years.
Oh, my God. I remember the first show I ever did.
Was
I remember that very
mess?
First show.
Because I feel like
I remember the first show you did because you were really nervous. Remember your first show.
I was pretty
nervous
at the point.
I never get nervous.
You brag, why don't you, Em?
I guess. Was your first show like a hot mess? Because mine was.
Ours was just, my first, you want me to tell you about mine, or do you want to, it's up to you.
Yeah, tell us about yours, since we're sharing radio stories.
All right, well, our heart started because Lexi Ainsworth was fired from General Hospital because of the way that she looked. And so the girls on my fan board were so upset that my friend Dania and I decided, all right, we'll try this radio thing to actually give fans the chance to call in and talk about it because everybody was just so upset. And so I didn't really know what to expect or if I would do well or nothing. I was a nervous wreck. And at that time, I had Dania was running the studio because she said she had done it before. And so it's so funny when you go back and listen to that very, very first show. I sounded just exhausted because we had been put through the ringer. You know, Lexi was fired, all the storm that surrounded that and having the fan board and everybody was so upset. And then I was dealing with this crazy-ass photographer that was giving me a problem. So I sounded like I was on death's door, actually. It was pretty funny. But it kind of rolled into whatever it is now, which I'm not sure what it is now, but talking to people and, getting some of the celebrities and stuff like that. That kind of, like, happened just out of the blue as well, and then here we are. So,
That is awesome.
And I remember I listened
hey,
to Cody's first show, you know? It was cool.
Yeah.
Six months ago, Cody was having his first ever recap show, and I called in, and look what that turned into, and here we are six months later, and we're having a blast. Well, thank you so much for calling us, and I would love to talk to you longer, but we have 5,000 callers. So, love you.
No worries. Well, keep it up, you guys.
All right.
Everybody loves you. I love you tons.
All right, love you, girl.
All right, thanks, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. The next person, 213 number is on, whoever you are.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah.
It's Mark Anthony Samuel giving you a call.
And you recognize that voice.
Wait.
How are you, Mark?
Open. I play Felix on GH.
Yeah. I knew I recognized that voice.
I've never spoken before. Cause I'm
how's it going?
So I wasn't around.
Oh,
back.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how are you liking the job?
It's awesome to meet your voice, and I love my job.
great.
It's super fun. We're having a great time.
Good. Well, I just wanted to call in and wish you guys a happy anniversary. I'm glad you guys are doing your thing. It sounds like it's going really well for you. And, yeah, I just want to literally just call it and say hey for a hot second, and that's it.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey,
well, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Before you go, Mark, I just wanted to tell you that you're probably one of my favorite people in the world, and one of my most favorite guests I've ever had on the show. So.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Your show's been a lot of fun. We had a good time last time I was on and stuff. And
yes, we did.
It's nice to see that you're doing really good, getting some good guests on and everything. And just keep up the good work.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
All right, man.
Thanks, Mark.
I'll talk to you guys later. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Cool.
That was pretty
cool. I've never talked to him before. Okay,
yeah.
Why is the little wheel spinning? Don't start with me, Blog Talk. Okay, next on, who's this? 678 number you're on.
Hey, guys, it's Melissa.
Mel,
calling
what's
from,
up?
Hey, calling from Atlanta traffic. So if I, if you hear road noise, if I wreck, just, keep going without me.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Atlanta traffic is really
brutal,
scary. But I wanted
to
just
call
in.
Yeah, we feel you. We got Nashville traffic.
I just wanted to call in and say congratulations. And I don't get to listen to the show as much as I would like, but, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, as evidenced by Mark just calling in. That was so cool.
I just die silently. Like, he can't hear me anymore.
I think that's awesome.
Him and I have never talked before because Cody's had him on, but that was before my time. So
right.
Well,
Cody knows who. Cody knows who I want to you guys to have on next, and I will leave work early
to
get home.
Who do you want
to
have on next? I want to know.
Cody. He asked me about it. Do you remember?
Wait, who is it? I want to know.
Brian Craig.
I would love that. Absolutely.
Yep.
Because, last time I actually met Brian Craig in person in April, I was not able to have any alcohol that I needed. So when I'm at home, then at least I could have it. So.
Wow.
I understand. Well, thank you for calling us, and I wish
absolutely.
You could
call
us.
Great to talk to you guys.
So,
congrats again.
Call in anytime if you're home.
Absolutely, anytime.
Call us.
Okay. my weekly commute,
thanks.
My daily commute home, I will. Thanks. Bye, guys.
All right. See you, Melissa.
Bye. Okay. I feel bad because I keep having to hit the hang-up button, and I feel like I'm hanging up on people, but I'm really not.
Well.
Okay, this is a block number, so we're going to see who this is. Hello?
Yeah, this is Teo. Hi, this is Teo.
Hey.
Hey, Teo. How are you?
I'm fine. You asked me to call you at 3 o'clock, so I did.
Awesome.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. What
anniversary.
Congratulations on your book coming out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it's been quite an experience, and the reviews have been really terrific. So it's encouraging me to start my second book, so which will be
That's
more
awesome.
On culture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So how are you guys doing today?
Well,
I'm pretty good.
We're super happy because it's our anniversary show. So
how are you celebrating?
We are having everyone that would like to, or all of our past guests call us, and we're kind of going to play a little game if we have some time about how well we know each other since we've been working together. So we're having an awesome time.
Yep.
Well, listen, I just called to say thank you for always being supportive, and I wish you the best, and looking forward to your third year.
Thanks, Theo.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And we'll support anything you do. Just name it. We'll promote it for you and whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much,
and
celebrate well.
And I can't
Take
wait
care.
To read your, I can't wait to read your book. I haven't bought it yet, but... I'm going to, and I can't wait. So, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Okay, people need to stop blocking their numbers. I get it, he's a celebrity, but I'm not recording numbers. So. Okay.
Right.
206, you're on.
I was already on. I'm just listening. It's Christy.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Oops. Okay,
right.
Emily doesn't pay attention, y'all. Okay, 818, you're on.
Hey, it's Kristen Burt.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, appreciate
Thank
it.
You. We're having an awesome time.
Yes, we are.
It certainly
okay,
sounds like
minute,
it.
Cody,
that's awesome.
There's two numbers in here, but I don't know if we already talked to them. I don't know if they're just listening or if we'll find out, I guess.
yeah, we will find
I'm
out.
I'm running the soundboard, which I don't do. That's Cody's job. But for some reason, I got put up to it tonight. So, but, yes, so that's what's happening. Currently, Emily is trying not to make
is
a train wreck out of what's happening over here on the computer. So how are you?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
We're
super
good.
Busy with school and work and radio show, but having fun and sleeping when I can. I just
always
started
a good
my
thing.
Senior year, so I am like swamped work because I'm going to be a nurse. I don't know if y'all know that. Anybody that is listening, I'm going to be a nurse. So I'm taking a lot of I'm taking statistics and anatomy and some super hard stuff that I'm getting college credit for. That is killing me with homework. It's only 3 weeks in, but it's fun. So, you know. But we're good, and we're having an awesome time, and we've been looking forward to this for so long, and we're super excited that this day has finally come so we can celebrate.
Yep.
Well, it's such
Absolutely.
A good milestone, and you guys are a good team.
Well, thank you. We try.
We enjoy working together, don't we, Em?
Yeah, we have fun. We're kind of crazy.
Yeah, we do.
But Kristen knows that because she knows me.
I do.
She knows I'm kind of crazy.
Wow.
Wait, let's all take a moment. Who's excited for the Dancing with the Stars cast announcement next week? Is it next week? It's
September
4th. Who's excited? I know Kristen's excited. Yeah, I know
mm-hmm.
what date is. I just been thinking how many weeks that is because I don't do well with math.
That's in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I know Kristen's excited.
I am, and it's going to be an interesting year just because we've got a new executive producer, Rob Wade, and he's already made some big changes and changed up some of the pros, and it looks like they're adding another judge. That announcement is coming on Thursday, but it looks like Julianne Hough is coming back to the ballroom, but to judge, not to dance, so that should be fun.
That would be super awesome because I love her. Yeah, I was disappointed because I thought the cast announcement was like the day they announced the pros on GMA, so I recorded it because I was mad because I had to go to school. And I called my grandmother and told her to turn it on and tell me what happened. And then it was just the pros, and I was like, I just wasted DVR space.
You're like, wait a minute.
Okay. I know, I was
but we're missing some good pros.
Yes,
we're missing
have
some
good
pros.
I can't wait. So, I'm super excited for that. Feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's been I've been covering So You Think You Can Dance all summer, so it's been a little bit different, but we'll see. I don't. It's been a very busy summer. I had Teen Choice Awards and the Geeky Awards and Young Hollywood Awards. Like, I feel like there's a red carpet every 5 minutes.
Wow.
Didn't you tweet one time? You were like, I wonder what my neighbors think I do because I leave the house every night in a cocktail dress.
I do every day at, 5 o'clock, I'm like, you know, all dressed up with like heels and like a dress, my hair and makeup done. And, some of them
probably wonder what you do when you're like.
Exactly, and nobody ever asks me. That's what I think is so funny, and it's hilarious. I'm like, wouldn't someone ask, why do you go dressed out at 5 o'clock like every night?
You should be like, if I ask that, okay, I'm a reporter, y'all. Don't get any wrong ideas. Because people are probably like, I wonder why she dresses up. Wonder what she's doing. No.
Exactly.
People are pretty normal. I don't think they care. Well,
no,
thank
they're
you
all...
so much for calling us, because we haven't talked in forever, and I know that it's, been forever, so. Well, we need to
it
get
sure
on that.
Has.
It's been a long time since I have so many people to talk to and so much homework to do. I always forget you people exist. I don't sound bad,
well,
but it's true. But when Dancing with Stars kicks back up, it'll be me, you, Andy, and Jay tearing up Twitter, so it'll be cool.
I can't wait. Have a great team here, and congratulations, you two.
Thanks. Thanks for appreciating
it.
All right,
you.
I'll talk to y'all
bye.
Soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye. Oh, she hung up. I didn't have to hit the button. Okay, let's see who this is. 415, you're on.
Hey, it's Bren.
Hey, Bren, how are you?
Hey.
Good, how are you guys? Happy anniversary.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're super excited. And
yes, we
we're
are.
Having an awesome time. Okay, Cody,
good.
I have a question.
Glad to hear it.
So the ones that I have, the ones that are on, like me and you and Bren, we have a little question mark next to our name. But the other two, I think we've already talked to, I'm not sure. They don't have little question marks.
I have no idea.
I know one is Christy, but I don't know if we've talked to the other one. We'll see after this. Stay tuned, guys.
I never pay attention to that a question mark. I never pay attention to it. So.
Yeah, well, maybe I should start.
Maybe. That might be a good thing.
So what have you been up to, Bren?
I'm actually right now on my way to Lowe's to pick up some paint. I'm working on it's my third year with a interactive Honda play called Delusion here in LA, and
that sounds awesome.
We're in, yeah, it's really exciting. It's the fourth year of the show, and each year it's a different story where audience members are kind of put inside. It plays out a lot like a choose-your-own-adventure book, and they have to participate in order to advance the story. And we've moved into a really cool location for this year, and we're getting it all set up and ready, and really excited. It's going to be really cool.
That sounds super awesome. I wish I was in L.A. to see it, but still underage, still can't travel unaccompanied, everyone. If you all wonder why I don't ever come to anything and you guys never see me and you probably think I don't exist, it is because I cannot fly on a plane or travel or book a hotel room. I am underage. So, guys, two more years, then you'll all get to meet me at, like, every soap event ever. The struggle is real, okay? You guys can go wherever you want, and I'm, like, 16. I'll be 17 in a month, guys, but still.
Your time
still
will come,
alone. Yeah, and when it does, you bet we're going to be tearing it up. We're going to be going to everything because I'll be like, see, y'all, I can fly by myself now.
You have to make up for lost time.
Yep.
Exactly. I'm going to have to make up for, like, 5 GH Fan Club weekends I haven't gotten to go to because, you know, it'll be 5 by then. Cause
I just went to my first one.
So. Was it awesome?
It was a lot of fun, yeah. I didn't really know what to expect. I had never been to – I've been to events before, and I've thrown my own events, but never to a whole weekend. And it's a lot
yeah.
of fun, but it's also – exhausting. You know, I think there were almost 40 events
imagine.
This
Only
year.
Imagine. I know, and my problem is I'd want to go to every single one of them. Like, okay, guys, if you don't know this yet, but you probably do because, you know, you're up with stuff, Jeannie Francis is doing a series of events in New York, New Jersey this March, and I would, like, give my firstborn to go. Well, not true. I don't have a firstborn, guys, but if I did, I really want to go. I'm going to try and talk somebody into taking me to Jersey for my graduation gift. I want to go to Uncle Vinny's to meet Jeannie Francis. Nobody will go with
that would
me
be a
because
good
nobody
gift.
Cares. That can be a graduation present. Nobody will go with me because nobody cares because they're like, Emily, she's a soap star, move on. Thanks, guys. My family
wow.
sucks, guys. In case you were wondering, I'm doing a magazine drive at school. They won't buy magazines either, so it's a family thing. All right, well, we have more callers that I have to, I don't know that we've talked to, and I need to check that and talk to everyone, and then, you know, we have 5 minutes left, so this is going quick. But thank you for calling us, and we haven't talked in a while, so we should totally, like, do another show sometime soon, just to, the three of us, just to catch up and hang out. That'd be awesome.
Sure. Sounds good.
Well,
congrats,
all right,
guys. And
I'll make Cody DM you and set it up, because he's good at that.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right,
thanks,
Bren.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay. It's, the little circle is spinning. It is saying that it is hanging up. Okay. I don't know that we have talked to this number, so we're going to see, but I think we have. Did we talk to a 678 number?
Yes,
it's Melissa.
Hey,
and
it's
yes,
Melissa,
you talked to me.
Okay.
I was going to, you know, hang up.
I didn't miss anyone.
Sorry.
That's fine.
It's okay. I want to make sure I didn't miss anyone, so it's cool.
No, no, you guys
hang up on me.
No,
you can still listen. I just wanted to make sure because the new callers that we haven't talked to have a little button by them, but I didn't know that until just now. But you can still listen on the line because Cody and I are going to play a game.
Right.
No more calls. We haven't talked yet, so I'm going to put you back on hold. So
okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Cody, we have 4 minutes and then 15 in the live stream, so let's get going. You want to go first? I've been talking a lot.
Oh, let's go. Okay. What's my favorite type of music?
Favorite type of music? Country. Boom.
Okay. Who are some of my favorite guests we've ever had on the show?
Jen Lilly, Kelly Seabod.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, okay, is three enough or you want more? No, you're only getting three. Move on.
Yeah, three is enough. When do I start doing research for a guest?
As soon as you book them, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. When is my birthday?
Your birthday is September 7th.
How old will I be?
28.
Exactly. Do I
have
any
siblings? Really? I thought I was wrong.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Do I have any siblings?
You don't.
Nope. What was my college major?
College major. Was it writing?
Nope.
Wow, I didn't even know. You told me that.
It was.
What is it?
It was sociology, actually.
Gotcha. Okay. Move on. I got one wrong.
And last but not least, do I have any pets?
You do. You have a cat, and her name is Peaches.
Nope. Well.
No, really?
Well, too, yeah, but. I have a dog, too.
Well, I knew that, totally. Okay.
Okay.
Nine out of ten is not bad.
That's not bad, 9%.
Okay. Who's my dream interview for the show?
It'd have to be either a Tyler Christopher or...
Oh, my gosh, I just told you yesterday...
That's all I can think of because you always say Tyler Christopher.
No, Jeannie Francis. Come on, I told you that yesterday.
Oh, yes, Jeannie Francis, yeah.
Okay. What's my go-to karaoke song? I told you this 3 days ago. If you don't remember, you fail.
A Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson.
Absolutely. Okay, who is the one person that I look up to the most, even though she died way before I was born?
You're... A grandmother?
No, my grandmother's still alive, Cody. Princess Diana.
Okay. Yes,
favorite TV show besides General Hospital?
Law and Order SVU.
Absolutely. Okay.
I knew that
Who's my favorite past guest?
Mary Beth Evans, you gotta be.
Yep. Okay. Two of my favorite TV couples?
Luke and Laura.
A multitude of answers, but you have to give me three.
Luke and Laura.
Hey, Luke and Laura's one.
Sunny Carly.
Yep. Days of Our
Lives.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know.
Stephen, Kayla, or Bo and Hope. I would have taken either one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who's my celebrity crush?
Tyler Christopher.
When's my birthday?
September 15th.
And if I... Okay, hang on. Sorry, I had to read. What's my all-time favorite movie?
Wow.
You know. I talk about it. Come on.
I have no idea.
Think. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, man. I knew that.
okay, if I could go to any event, any, you know, any kind of social event or award
right.
event, anywhere, where, what would it be? You should know this, too.
A GH fan club with
you.
You
want to go, too, so. Yep.
And fan club with you.
And, okay. This is a hard one, so if you get this, you get, like, extra points. Well, I have an easy one and a hard one. What's my favorite food? We talk about going to get it all the time. I'm always like, I'm going to get what? Because you can't eat it at your house. You have to go out to eat.
Wow. It is a tough one. I have no idea.
Or you can order it. Chinese.
I have no idea.
My favorite.
What?
Because, you know, I'm always Chinese. You know, I'm always saying I'm either
Chinese,
or I'm calling the guy to bring it to me.
Oh,
okay,
yes,
this
Chinese.
Is a hard one, so if you can get this, then good for you. On Twitter, I have it set so that I get notifications for which celebrity and which fan club, because it's not just celebrities. There are four of them, and let's see if you can get just one. I will be proud.
A Stephen Kayla fan club.
What?
A Stephen Kayla fan
yes.
club.
Well, actually, the Mary Beth Evans fan club, but it's pretty
right.
much the same thing, so you get
right,
more
yeah.
for that one.
Come yeah.
on, can do this. I believe in you.
Carly Sunny, again.
No, I don't. I'll tell you them because it's gonna take you all night. I
yeah.
get Jeannie Francis fans, Mary Beth Evans fans, and Mariska Hargitay, the star of Law and Order.
Right.
You got one though. I'm proud of you. Okay.
I knew I'd get at least one.
I'm glad we finally played that game. That was like rapid fire, too, because I knew the answer to all of yours.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know, I do have that stuff. This is how much we hang out. I swear. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left, but people can't
mm-hmm.
call us anymore because we're on recording. But, like,
right.
we had an incredible amount of people call us. Like, that was insane.
That was pretty insane.
Like, everyone, thank you so much.
Yes,
now,
thank you all.
We have time, and we're not about to end our show until we absolutely have to on our anniversary show. Why would we stop?
Exactly.
So we have 13 minutes. Let's do something fun. Okay, let's think. What can we do that would be super fun for everyone who listens to this later? Wait, okay, people who didn't get to call because you couldn't, let me give quick shout-out. Shout-out to Sahara, we love you, and I'm sorry that you had to work and couldn't call, but it's okay. Kathy, I don't know what you're doing. But we love you, too, so I'm not holding it against you. Andy Hayden, I am so sorry that you couldn't talk to us tonight. I know that you're babysitting your grandson, but I'm looking forward to co-hosting with you in September. And who else? Miss Pasty Peas, I don't know what if you were planning to call or if you just went on Twitter or what happened, but either way, it doesn't matter because we still love you. And I will DM you soon because we haven't talked in forever, and we just need to. I feel like that's everyone that I should shout out. I feel like if I miss somebody, I'll be really focused, and I'll be the best. Lily Melgar, I love you. You are probably driving, and thank
we
you for
you,
calling
Lily.
And driving. We love you. You are our go-to guest. You've been on the show like 5 million times.
About 4 or 5 times, yeah.
So, yeah, a ton. So, wherever you are or whatever you're doing, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I feel like there's somebody I'm missing.
Mandy, Anna Roberts.
Thank you so much, Anna and Mandy. Mandy, thank you so much for all your support. Like, we could not have done a lot of stuff we've done without you and
without
your
you.
Help. And,
exactly.
And you feed us information while we're on the air so we don't sound like idiots. Like, seriously, Mandy, from the if you guys don't know who I'm talking about, she works at the Bay. You are amazing, and we love you. And, yeah, I don't really know what to say because you're so awesome, and, like, it's just awesome to have you around because you help us out so much. You are the reason we had Mary Beth Evans on the show. You're the reason we're going to have some several future guests that I'm not going to give away.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for all your help and all your support. Anna Roberts, we love you too. You were my first interview on this show, so I'm kind of impartial to you. So thank you. Because I know that you're like always you're not really on Twitter that much, but when you are, you share our stuff and you help us get the word out of stuff we're sharing. So thank you very much. I think that's everyone. I feel like I'm missing some people, but, you know, whatever. If I missed you, it's not because I don't love you. It's because I've been up since 5:45, and I just fielded, like, 40 million callers, and also because I'm Emily. But I still love you, even if I miss you. Oh, thank you. I know she called us, but thank you, Kristen Burt, because, like, Kristen Burt was the first journalist I knew, and we have been super close friends since then, especially on Twitter and stuff, and she's super helpful, and she's always giving me tips, and she's always sharing our stuff and getting the word out, and she's always liking my photos on Instagram or giving me, like, nice comments on Instagram, which I love, because sometimes you just need a pick-me-up, and Kristen Burt's emojis will do it for you. So, Kristen Burt, I love you.
Kristen's awesome.
Oh, and this is random fact, but tomorrow's my sister's birthday, everyone. So you should all make sure you send her a message. She like, shares all our crap, too. So, hey, let me look. Her Twitter is at MegIsATurtle, because why not? So, everyone, tweet at her tomorrow. Tomorrow's her 14th birthday, so she's younger than I am. What up? Somebody's younger than me, finally. I should shop for her present. I forgot about that. Crap. Oh, well. I'll get it tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
Morning.
Thank you, everyone, so much. Like, well, no, because what I'm getting her is, like, food-related, and it has to be frozen. And so if I buy it now, she'll see it for her birthday, and it can't, like, defrost.
I got you.
So,
I got you.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you, everyone. We love you. Okay, now that we've had our sappy moment, I posted a blog this morning, so if anyone's interested in that, you can go read it. It's called It's Finally Here. I did this at lunch, as I did not have time this morning, but it's up. Also, I don't know. I just don't want to stop. We're having fun. Like, why stop? We have 10 more minutes. Let's make it count.
You know, I will say this. I'm proud of you for handling yourself like a pro tonight.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
You filled those calls just like... You filled those calls just like... I think you've been doing this as long as I have.
Well, but they didn't hear me cussing off air. Because I was like, Cody, you didn't tell me there would be this many. What's up? Insert profanity. Guys,
exactly.
Amanda heard it. But Amanda's a country girl, too, so she gets me.
Right,
Amanda
exactly.
heard me. Amanda heard my rant. She called us before we started the show, and when the call started coming in, I was freaking out. Also, can we just moment of appreciation for Teo's accent? It is life. I love his accent. I know that's so superficial of me, but
it is what it is.
It's awesome. I mean, I love Teo. Can we just take a moment for Victor Cassidy? I like. He has so much swag, and I know Teo probably doesn't even know what that means, but that's okay. And that is not an old joke. I'm just saying, Teo's he's cool and stuff, but I feel like swag is something teenagers say, and he'd probably be like, what is that? I'm sophisticated. So that totally sounds like something he would say, right? Okay, so anyways, Victor/Teo, can we talk about the fact that he's the only human being that can wear a three-piece suit like that and look amazing in it, look fly in a three-piece tweed suit? Let's take a moment, because nobody else can pull that off. I know that's also superficial of me, but nobody else can pull off a three-piece tweed suit and look like a normal person and look amazing.
That's funny.
I'm just saying, like, have you ever seen anybody in an outfit like that looks good? No. Teo makes that outfit look good. And I know, guys, I'm not hitting on him. I hit on Kyle or Christopher. I'm not going to hit on other people. It's not that. I'm just saying he can rock a three-piece suit when other people can't. It's just his thing, okay? He's great at it. I need to stop while I'm ahead. But anyways, also, let's take a moment for the fact that Mark Anthony Samuel called
up. Yeah.
I'm dying. That was awesome. He's so different, though, in real life, because he's not Felix. And I was expecting some sass. And I was like, oh, wait.
Exactly. You know,
character.
I'm
so sassy.
I will tell you this about Mark.
I was expecting it.
I think Mark is one of those guys you could just hang out with for hours with drinks and just talk about absolutely nothing with him.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. He'd be a fun guy to, like, just kiss ass and have a drink with. And no, guys, I'm not an alcoholic. No, because I'm underage, so people assume these things about me. I'm not an alcoholic, I'm just saying.
right.
a beer with Mark Anthony Samuel. They could market that. They could sell, like, tickets to have a beer with Mark Anthony Samuel, and people would buy it because it would be awesome.
Right, exactly.
But
yeah,
seriously, he's super cool, and I was expecting some sass, and I was like, wait a minute, you're not feeling your Mark.
Yeah,
but I'm so sassy. Okay. I've been on this, like, train of sass. I guess it's because I have to get up early now. I've been on, like, this train of sass for the past few days. Like, even my teacher, one of my teachers was like, wow, you're really sassy today. Everybody, nobody bother Emily because she is bringing it today. Like, she's bringing it every day. Then he was like, then this annoying kid was like telling me something, and I was like, that's a wonderful story. And my teacher was like, wow, same teacher. He's like, wow, we need to shut you down, man. Then
wow.
The annoying kid was talking, and we weren't supposed to be talking, and he's like, are we not supposed to be brainstorming out loud? I'm like, no. He said, no brainstorming and no talking, so shut up. And everybody's like, you're so sassy today. I'm like, no, he just needs to shut up. Like, it's just how it is.
You know, I will say this about, I'm changing the subject here a little bit. I will say this about being on the air 2 years. I never expected any of this to happen to me, you know.
This is crazy.
Like I've said numerous times, it's a pinch me moment every time I get to speak with a celebrity or anybody because
or a not so celebrity. You are looking for a word. It is. I totally agree, and it's craziness. When I tell people this, they can't even wrap their heads around this.
I'm in high school.
I am a high school senior, and I am friends with some of the cast members of my favorite television show. Not a lot of people my age
can say that. Exactly.
Can say things like this. Not a lot of people your age can say that. We are having a great time, and we're doing something amazing, and people don't even believe it. Like, people are like, what? Are you serious? Like, yes, I'm serious. It's documented. There's a recording. If you don't believe me,
I'll give you a link. I'll tell you this. When we had Nathan Varney on the show, and he said about everybody over at GH who was a big fan, I was like, say what?
I was so mad because I missed that because I was driving. Oh, guys, that was the day I was moving. I was driving to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Dixon County, Tennessee, which is where I live. And if you guys want to stalk me, that's too bad. You're not getting my address. I live near Nashville. I live in Dixon County. I have a Nashville area code if anyone is interested. I'm driving to Tennessee, and it's the night of a radio show, of course, because our move was very abrupt. And we had to do a show. And I'm, like, talking to Nathan Varney while driving down the freeway. And it was awesome. And honestly, when my call kept dropping. And when my homegirl, Nancy, called in, I'm going to make sure she knows I called her homegirl. When she called in, I missed it, but she did an excellent job, and I called her afterwards, and we had a great time. So even though, and I was in a pretty bad mood, and I was, like, crying and stuff because my cat ran away.
Mm-hmm.
But we had an amazing time, and Nathan Varney, it happened. And guys, if anyone cares, my cat was found, and he's being cared for, but he will return to his human soon. But still... Nathan Varney, that was amazing.
That was
I'm
pretty
just
cool.
I'm so happy that that happened. Like, how have we got answers to questions that were burning a hole in us? Like, we got answers to questions that no one else would answer for us, and that was amazing. And I know we have 2 minutes left, but.
You want to go ahead and wrap up?
So, to wrap this up, thank you, everyone, and how about Sonny and Carly? Like,
oh, yeah.
And we just. Oh, my Lord in heaven. She's going to be vacuuming up buttons for 6 months in her bedroom. Not that I'm complaining a bit. And, you know, that whole thing was so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I love them and I ship them, but I was dying laughing over the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, guys, okay, we only have 1 minute, so I have to shut up now. Tweet us. Thank you for calling us, every single person. We love you.
We love y'all.
Happy 2 years, Cody.
We did it. Even though you've only been on 6 months.
That's true, but we still did it.
Yes, we did. And here's
we made it this far.
Here's to at least 2 more.
Absolutely. Now we have to really stop now because we only have like 20 seconds. Bye, everyone.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Em. Bye.